Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, it is Mr. Ken Hellenius. Mr. Ken, happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, David. Alleluia, he is risen.
He is risen indeed. And also, happy Earth Day to you. I know you grow an herb garden, don't you? Maybe more than that.
We do have some mint and some basil, all sorts of things that go good in cocktails, yes.
Yeah, so see, there you go. I knew that you did something for Earth Day, so way to go.
You know it.
Well, you know, it is Meeting Friday, and so does that mean we're all gathering together?
Oh, absolutely. I know as soon as the show's over, you're going to hop on that private jet and fly here to South Bend and join us for our big Meeting Friday celebration tonight, right?
See, that is exactly right. I'd love to do that. So Meeting Friday, I incorrectly, when I wrote you, I said Meet Friday, but you said, no. That's Meeting Friday. You quickly corrected me, so I'm glad you did. So tell me, what is Meeting Friday?
Well, so you have to carefully note the spelling here. It's M-E-A-T-I-N-G, Meeting Friday.
Not M-E-E,
so today,
right?
Yes. Not M-E-E, exactly.
Right.
We meet in order that we might share meat today, you might say. Today is, of course, the Friday within the octave of Easter. So today is, in the church's view, still Easter Sunday. We celebrate Easter for 8 straight days. It's such a glorious, it is the highest celebration of the church's year. It's what our salvation history works towards and flows from. So today is liturgically Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, Sunday is the day of the resurrection. Sunday is, and that's what we're celebrating. And so today, even though it's a Friday on the calendar, we view it as the most joyful celebration of the week. Every day this week during the octave. And so for 7 weeks, we have in Lent observed, we've fasted from meats on Fridays. And so the way I've celebrated this since time immemorial in my own life is by saying, look, we celebrate the joy of the resurrection by eating meat. Doing the thing that we've deprived ourselves of in this little act of penance throughout Lent. And so, we started celebrating this feast as Meeting Friday, is a kind of a nickname that I gave it when I was working at the University of Portland. So I've probably personally celebrated Meeting Friday as a feast for at least 20 years now.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun. We will have about 45 people over for a celebration this evening.
No kidding. That's a big group.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah. So earlier in the week, I smoked some pork shoulder to do pulled pork. And my bride made up a big batch of what we call Auntie's beans, which are, beans and sausage and bacon and hamburger and a delicious sauce. It's kind of a one bowl Meeting Friday in itself.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. And then this morning I got up and put 3 racks of ribs on the old Traeger smoker, and I've got those going. So, yeah, it's a feast.
That is a feast. How long does it take to fly from Portland to South Bend?
You can get here in 5.5 hours by direct flight.
Let's see. What time is it out there right now?
Yeah.
You won't
be kicking off until 6 p.m., so you've got plenty of time,
nice.
David.
I love it. That sounds fantastic. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, of course, the host of Living Stones, heard right here, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30. And our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Well, I like what you said about, even though obviously the feast that will be here for you this evening and all your friends, but what you said too about this is a time of celebration. And I think that's what this Easter season, you hit upon it, is really all about after we went through Lent.
Yeah, even something as silly and joyful as Meeting Friday, what it does is it points out the reality of the bodily resurrection of our Lord. What we celebrate in Easter is not just a spiritual reality, but it is a reality and a foretaste of what we as Christians, as those who are baptized into Christ's death, will experience at our own death. We too will be resurrected in the flesh. And that's why this is, we heard this reading at the Easter Vigil, you know, Paul reminding us, are you not aware that those of us who are baptized into his death will also be raised like he has been? And so that's what Easter is all about. That's why we focus throughout Lent. You know, we focused for just over 40 days,
right,
preparing for the Triduum. And now we're in the midst of a 50-day period of joy in Easter. The Easter season is even longer than the period of penance of Lent is. We go for an additional week beyond it. And so we're in that joyful period. We're going to hear at Mass from the Acts of the Apostles every Sunday. That's the readings we're hearing about the growth of the church and how this little band of terrified men, the apostles, became the evangelizers who gave us the gift of faith that we now celebrate in direct line with the apostles. And so we have received baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit in our confirmation, and now we too are sent out to be evangelizers in our own lives.
Yeah.
And so that's what Easter's all about, that's why even these little joyful, silly celebrations like Meeting Friday are part of the joy of being baptized into Christ.
Right, and then falling right in this Easter season, we have Divine Mercy Sunday coming up this Sunday.
And that's what the proclamation is about, right? Divine Mercy Sunday is a celebration of the fact that God's mercy extends through Jesus Christ to each and every one of us. It's a joyful message of mercy, of God welcoming us back, like the prodigal father, you know, like the prodigal son being welcomed by the gracious father. We are invited back to experience God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and God's love. And this Sunday, you know, this feast of Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, instituted by Pope John Paul II, you know, the great apostle of Divine Mercy himself, who wrote an encyclical called Rich in Mercy about the Father's love. It's a joyful occasion. And again, this is also, it has a wonderful nickname. Before, it was called Low Sunday,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, we Easter Sunday, and then we celebrate for a whole week, and then we have this octave that ends on Sunday. But again, we're in this Easter season, and so Divine Mercy Sunday is a joyful occasion to reflect on God's mercy and God's gift of love to us.
And I know there will be a number of parishes, of course, around the country that'll do something special for Divine Mercy Sunday, too, which is always really nice.
Yeah, I was looking actually at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops website. They have a whole kind of subset of pages about Divine Mercy Sunday, and they include wonderful prayers for a Eucharistic holy hour for Divine Mercy Sunday that has wonderful prayers and petitions and links to readings to reflect on what God's mercy means in our lives. And so that's a wonderful resource. That's at usccb.org. That's the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, their website on Divine Mercy Sunday. Wonderful reflection on what it means to be a people who have experienced God's mercy.
Wonderful. Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, right here, Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Ken, great to talk with you this morning. Have a wonderful Meeting Friday tonight with all your friends.
You too, David. Take care, and God bless.
God bless.